First of all, I want to say I'm pretty excited about the Astros' first two games of the playoffs. It's been pretty fun. But I know it's going to be a battle throughout October for the Stros. But there's also a battle waging in our culture and in our society. And there's really two of them. The first is the attack on the sacrament of marriage. And the second is the attack on the gift of life. The first one, marriage. It's pretty sad when you think that in the United States, almost 50% of marriages end in divorce. That means that when a man and a woman stand before each other and say, I promise for the rest of my life to give everything I have to you, they only have a coin flip's chance of making it. That's pretty scary. But there are attacks against the sacrament of marriage that we see time and time and time again. But we are reminded by our God that it was never in the intent of our God that divorce was part of the plan of marriage. And for anyone who suffered a divorce, any of you that are a product of divorce, my heart hurts for you. The reason that so much pain is associated with divorce is because that is not the natural order of marriage. That is not how God wants marriages to end. And when they do, when they break apart, when they're so painful and they hurt so much. And so we pray that marriages may focus on the Lord and His love. And we pray that marriages may not end in the painful way of divorce, but may end in fruitfulness of love. In the first reading, we heard the story of creation, that Adam was there with all of the animals, and it wasn't until Eve was created by God that He says, aha, that's my partner, that's my mate, that's my friend, that's the one whom I belong to, who belongs to me. We belong with each other. And that is the gift that God intended in the sacrament of marriage, for man and woman to leave everything else behind, to say, I love you above all else. Marriage is in a tough spot in our culture, in our society. One of the cool things I get to do as a priest is I get to prepare couples for the sacrament of marriage. And I want to offer you three pieces of advice that I give to couples that I work with and when they prepare for marriage, hoping that maybe it'll help you and your relationship and your marriage. Hopefully it'll help you if you're called to enter into the vocation of marriage someday. The first key component of a healthy, happy marriage is the gift of honesty. Man and woman need to be honest with each other in the sacrament of marriage. They have to be able to tell each other anything. That includes who you're talking to, who you're seeing in your off time, what you're watching on your Netflix account or on your phone. You got to be able to be open and honest with each other to say, this is what's going on in my life. If couples are not able to be honest with each other, then it leads to lies and to deceit. And that tears at the very fabric of the marriage covenant. And so I always tell couples, look, if there's something you're afraid to tell your spouse, just tell them. Because you don't want them to find out about it later on and they'll be like, how come you didn't tell me? Are you keeping this from me? So honesty is such a key component to the sacrament of marriage. For marriage to work, for marriage to be fruitful, husband and wife have to be open and honest with each other about everything. Another key component to the sacrament of marriage is the gift of friendship. Couples that have the foundation of friendship are often the most happy and the most successful in their married lives. And that's because, first and foremost, they realize that they're marrying their best friend. That it's somebody that they want to spend time with. Somebody that they enjoy doing things with. And the first reading, Adam looks at Eve and he says, aha, this is somebody that I can share life with. It's not just an animal, but it's somebody that we can share with, that we can laugh with, that we can love with, that we can live with. And so a marriage has to be based on the foundation of friendship. Hopefully in your marriage you can find things that you enjoy doing with your spouse, that you like to do together. Hopefully you're sharing in laughter, you're sharing in love, you're sharing in fun, because that is the foundation of a happy, healthy marriage. And probably the third and most important one is the gift of holiness. Man and woman help each other grow in holiness. They help each other grow closer to the Lord in prayer. I often share this story about my parents' marriage. And my mom is always reminding me that I need to share this great piece of advice that they got at their marriage with couples I work with. But my mom said that on the day they got married, the priest said to them, now, you guys have to try to help each other get to heaven. If you're not doing that, then What is marriage about? And so that is a key component to marriage, is that husband and wife try to help each other on their way to heaven. There's no soul in each other's lives that's more important than your spouse's soul. And so you try to help each other on their way to heaven. It was always kind of funny to me growing up that my mom would remind my dad of that. And sometimes she would say, like, hey, how am I supposed to help you get to heaven when you say that or when you do that? But that is a key component to marriage, that husband and wife have to help each other grow in holiness. They have to help each other pray together. They have to help each other love together. And hopefully in your marriage, in your relationship, you're with somebody that you can pray with. By coming to church, by coming and spending time in adoration, by praying the rosary together, by praying together so you can help each other on your way to holiness. Because how sorry would that be that at the end of your life, one of you isn't in heaven? Hopefully in your marriage, you can help each other on the way to be able to spend eternal life with our God. So I think those are three key components to a happy, healthy marriage. And maybe in your own relationship, in your own marriage, you can have a conversation with your spouse and talk about ways that you are growing and ways you can grow in openness and friendship and in holiness, because those are such key components of the sacrament of marriage. Another key component to the sacrament of marriage, and another thing that is under attack in our culture and our society, is what Jesus talks about in the second part of the gospel. He says, "Let the little children come to me." One of the great gifts of married life is that man and wife, when they share in the sacrament of marriage, they can share in the co-creative nature of God. That is, man and wife are able to bring life into the world through the gift of children in their marriage. But the gift of children, the gift of life, is under attack in our culture, in our country, in our society. We believe the lie that life is not sacred. And so there are three things that are really tearing at the heart of the sanctity of human life. The first is the terrible sin and crime of abortion. That over 60 million children have been aborted. They've been killed in their mother's wombs in the last 45 plus years. And so we pray for an end to that terrible crime against life. Another crime against life is the sin of euthanasia, of the idea of mercy killing, of taking away the end of someone's life, the time of life when someone needs to be getting their heart and their soul ready to go see God the Father. And so that's another terrible sin that tears against the fabric of life. And finally, there's the terrible sin of the death penalty, where we end somebody's life because they have been a criminal. Earlier this year, Pope Francis said there is never, ever a reason now in today's world that we should ever use the death penalty. But all three of those things are ways that we tear at the very fabric of life, this incredible gift that God gives us, the gift to be able to live, the gift to be able to love. And too many times this gift is being taken away. So on this Respect Life Sunday, the church asks us to double down our efforts on prayers, to respect the gift of human life, to pray that everyone everywhere may see that life is the greatest gift that God gives us, and no one ever can take that gift away. We pray that hearts may be changed. We pray that our hearts may see what a great, incredible gift that life is, and how we all must stand up to be the voice of life and of the sanctity of the gift of life. So as we continue our prayers today, we pray for a strengthening of marriages, that the sacrament of marriage may help couples grow together in holiness. And we also pray today for a greater respect of life in all of its forms, that we as a culture, we as a society, we as a world may treasure the great value and dignity of life and do everything that we can to preserve it and to protect it, because that is an incredible gift that God gives all of us.